Dialogue protests. The Council of Imams and Preachers of Kenya, CIPK, are appealing to the youth to call off Tuesday's protests to give room for dialogue to resolve their grievances. CIPK Organizing Secretary Sheikh Mohammed Khalifa noted that in the past 3 weeks, the country witnessed unprecedented events as a result of youth-led protests in opposition to the Finance Bill 2024, calling for the dissolution of the cabinet, the sacking of Inspector General, IG, of police and Attorney General. President William Ruto heeded their calls and made a bold decision to dissolve the cabinet and Attorney General and accepting the resignation of the Inspector General of Police and also declined to sign the contentious Finance Bill 2024. "We commend the president," said Sheikh Khalifa. He added that though tomorrow's planned protests are a constitutional right and are the voice of the people, they must be peaceful. "We have witnessed in the protests criminal gangs and thieves using the protests to disrupt transport, halting businesses and burning houses," stated Sheikh Khalifa. The clerics are appealing for lasting peace in the country, urging Gen Z to present their grievances to the president as the protests have been hijacked by criminals. "To avoid chaos, we appeal for the youths to halt the protests. They are our children. When they are in the streets, every parent is in bated breath. Pressure increases and they don't sleep waiting to see if their children will return safely or dead," said Sheikh Khalifa. He added if the youth will continue with protests, they should be free from criminal activities that will have devastating effects on Kenyans. The clerics further said the proposed dialogue should be about the security and development of the country. They lauded the signing of the IEBC bill and are optimistic more changes will be rolled out. The acting IG was praised for transferring police officers to Kware for investigations to be conducted to unravel the mystery of the deaths. "Kenyans will know if it was satanic or criminal because finding dismembered bodies like in a butchery needs thorough investigations," said Sheikh Khalifa. The clerics also want the cabinet that will be constituted to be apolitical and competent Kenyans to be appointed. One time the president admitted that he has cabinet secretaries who don't know their roles. "We want the new cabinet to have a mix of wise youth, business people, economists and people knowledgeable on security," advised Sheikh Khalifa. On his part, Sheikh Hassan Omar said the country is in tumult times. He lauded the Azimiola Umoja One Kenya leader Raila Odinga for accepting to meet the president to steer the country out of the current crisis. He urged the youth to embrace dialogue as suggested by the head of state to avoid protests that led to wanton destruction of properties and loss of lives. "I want to tell the youths that chaos and protests will not bring solutions," said Sheikh Omar. He advised those inciting the youths to stop, not to destroy the country. Meanwhile, Bradley Una, speaking separately, said the protests will go on as planned in Mombasa. He blamed politicians for sponsoring criminals to infiltrate their peaceful protests. Una also urged the police to leave no stone unturned to bring to book people involved in the macabre deaths witnessed in a quarry in Kware, Nairobi.